the text alert. Just send a text to 810-666-1984 or 902-400-1984. And we will sign you up. And you'll get text alerts on your phone, hopefully. It should work in North America. I get a text every time I send out the text alerts, and I know a couple people have had issues. So make sure you hit me up, and we'll send that. Tonight is a call-in show. I just want to hear about any vaccine damage or injury. I know we're long into this COVID's enterprise here, but I'm sure we're still going to hear a few stories here and there because people are still getting shot up with the clot shot. And that, of course, is the whole point of this show, is to discuss that. And just let me get my main screen, the All Shots Clot webpage, allshotsclot.com. That is our blog. And that's where you can find out all the stuff about allshotsclot.com. Let me just bring that up so you can see. The website is in development. There's a few issues with it, but it's separate from the Fakeologist website, as you can see here. And this is where I post all my vaccine injury and death stuff, and there's quite a bit of that. The latest from Dr. Mick Hong Kong. Let's see if I can play this now. And he's kind of funny. He's talking about, what's it called? Medazolam.
Give them a dose that would make a blue whale sick. The results will be more than catastrophic. Give them the old morphine combo, hush and disable them. How can they breathe when they've just been euthanized? All of these old folks in us they trusted. Oh, how their family should be disgusted. They got medazolamed and departed this life. Give them the old propaganda, scare and panic them. Give them the poisonous BBC news at 6, the daily dose of deaths and people sick. Give them the old window visits, confuse and baffle them. Make it a constant battle to survive. And if they dare kick up a fuss, then roll the medication cart around again and bedazzle them, accelerate their demise. I sure hope the general public don't start adding questions about their loved ones' medical records, about medazolam and morphine combinations and dosages used, etc. That would be a disaster. Give them the old nil by mouth trick, starving skinium. Treat them with coffee, diuretic kick. Dehydrate them just that extra little bit. Give them the old trusty DNR, do not resuscitate. Keep them in isolation while they fade. Then when they're stiffer than a girder, they'll let us get away with murder. That's medazolam death on an industrial scale. eyes can't see. You just wanna dazzle them. You just wanna dazzle them. You just wanna dazzle them. And the magic will start.
Now, I have no idea why the video didn't actually play there, but that was fantastic. That's Dr. McHonkonk, and it's too bad you didn't get to see the actual video, but that's an amazing video, and I'll put that. I don't think I put that on All Shots Clot yet, but that comes off the TikTok there. So, wow, congratulations on that. That is amazing. So the phone lines are open, 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984. Or fake11.com/restream to join the stream. And yeah, I think that's where Kate M is in the YouTube chat. And she said, I think that's, we have Medazolam Matt Hancock here in the United Kingdom ordering huge quantities in 2018, 2019, ready for the sick elderly who were dispatched from hospital from 19th March 2020 back to care homes. Yeah, that was the thing that happened everywhere worldwide. So I think that's where this guy gets his inspiration, and he's very funny. And congratulations on that, Mr. Dr. McHonkonk. We got to get him on the show. He would be a welcome addition and very funny. And what we're going to do until we're waiting for a phone call, we're going to just play videos and just show what's going on here on allshotsclot.com. And Steve83, it looks like he is in the FakoTube chat. So hello there. And Not Shocked is in there. Hello, yes. And yeah, we've had some funny little problems here with the site tonight, but everything seems to be working on FakoTube, so we're grateful for that. So thanks everybody for joining in. If you want to join in on the FakoTube chat or drop any links on FakoTube, the chat is the place to do it, because the chats turn into comments under tonight's video once that is a running. So make sure you go over there to FakoTube chat and get that get signed up there. And it looks like we're stuck on, okay. All right, so we are going to play, I was going to play this video. I haven't watched it yet. It's a compilation. It's a compilation here. It's called The Vax Genocide. And maybe I'll play a bit of this while we's waiting there. And we'll see what this is all about. Let's hold everything.
Help us to urge folks and say to them, look, it's time to roll up your sleeve and get the shot. And if you already have, let's talk to somebody else we know who hasn't.
Can anyone else believe it's been 4 years? It's just crazy. It's just crazy that it's been this long. We're coming up to the 4-year anniversary. And it's nuts. Continue on.
And let them know now is the time to get this done. And the bottom line is that getting vaccinated is safe. We, I think, all embrace, whatever our background, the spirit of love thy neighbor. And getting vaccinated is truly an extension of that. And it's about not only our neighbor next door, it's about the man on the side of the street. It's about seeing in the face of a perfect stranger, a friend, and interacting with them in that spirit.
Just remember, you guys did it to yourselves. Nobody made you guys do this. Everyone that participated in this ritual, you brought it on yourself. Yeah, you were coerced. Yeah, you were intimidated. But, man, everyone voluntarily got the bloodshot. Everyone lined up because they were coerced. So it's pretty dramatic. It's a pretty dramatic video here. Now, as a fakeologist,
I'm here because my children lost their father.
I am suspicious of a lot of these
things. To one of these injections.
But on the other hand,
I'm here because a friend of mine lost his 16-year-old son to an injection. As a medical professional, I know what vaccines are, and this is not a vaccine. Use your voices and help me protect our children, because that's what it takes. Our voices, our humanity depends on it. The future of our nation depends on it. The future of the world depends on it.
Is it mellowing out at all?
No.
Just deep breath. Try and breathe, try and be calm.
It's crazy what people video. That's, everyone's got a camera now, so. Man. Just all these involuntary actions, if this is a real video, which is pretty gross.
Hey guys, I just wanted to come on here and do a quick little health update. For those of you who are new here, I have some sort of mysterious process going on that's causing masses to form in my head. In the past year, these have caused 2 strokes, as well as the blindness in my right eye. I know some people were confused. They were like, girl, why are you going to the ER? Your eye's just swollen. Relax. But I promise it's a little more serious than that. This is a reminder not to make judgments about someone's medical history based off of one TikTok.
So this is my half face after reading all of your beautiful, beautiful messages. Thank you. Obviously, tear ducts work in both eyes with Bell's palsy, which is good because, as you can see, blinking does not automatically happen on the left side. So these are all fun facts that I'm learning and I'll share with everyone. I'll show you my eye patch next. It's fun.
Si no vas a la cadereta, porque la cadereta. Mamá, pasa tú. Eso.
And no, I haven't watched this video before, guys, so this is pretty crazy. Pretty crazy stuff. Call in at 810-666-1984 and 902-400-1984. You're welcome to call in as we watch this crazy video. Yeah, they might be fear porn videos, not shocked. I'm not sure. What if they're real?
Just breathe.
I mean, really, what can you do for these people that are having these, I would call them nervous short circuits?
So I've tried making this a few times and deleted the posts. I'm looking for doctors at TikTok, medical TikTok. I can't feel this part of my face. it's numb. I can't feel my teeth when I'm brushing my teeth.
Can't feel your teeth, it's your gums.
And let's see, I've had a CT scan and multiple blood draws, MRI is scheduled for the 3rd. And so far, no results from the doctor. I've been to the ER. They told me good reasoning to come to the ER. They also thought I was having a stroke. But nothing came back as that. I'm at a loss. It started about the middle of the month-ish. It started feeling like I just drank some hot tea and burnt my tongue. Nothing more. Does anyone have any idea? Because the doctors are all
I'm just waiting for someone to question the vaccine. It's kind of strange.
I feel like I'm not being believed anymore.
That booster shot. It's been almost 3 weeks now, and my sinuses are horrible. The pressure on my head, my forehead, is terrible. It just touching it hurts a lot. The mucus and the blood are still coming out of the right nostril. So this was from my booster. And I was all dried up. And then a couple hours after I got the booster, it hit me again. Same symptoms from the vaccine.
I am injured by this vaccine, like the Pfizer COVID vaccine, and I'm unable to walk. As you can see, I'm in a wheelchair.
So were you able to walk before the vaccination?
Yeah, I was really healthy. I was actually like outgoing, like I was in a yearbook community, and I was like really happy and all that. Right after the vaccine, I just started getting really sick and now I'm having a hard time like walking. Like this leg here, it twitches a lot at night, and it feels like electric shocks going up and down my leg.
So how soon after the vaccination did you start realizing you were seeing the
symptoms? It started happening like around the fourth day after the vaccine. My knee. No, that was when my knee all the way up to my waist became like numb, like paralyzed. My spine, all along my spine was like painful. Like my mom, she tried to rub it with like a cream and I was just crying in so much pain.
So I got 2 shots of Pfizer, both shots in December that just passed, and they did it 3 weeks apart rather than the 8 weeks, even though that's when the recommendation came out. But anyways, so yeah, mine's totally messed. I was so regular that my husband was actually keeping track of it for me. But other than being irregular, the PMS, the blood itself is actually quite different. I won't get into it because it'll gross people out. I have headaches almost every single day. I'm nauseous all the time. I have a really hard time eating anything ever. It's kind of disturbing. I've lost a lot of weight because of that. And then you have people who will go and discredit your lived experience because they just disagree with what you're saying. So way to like just completely devalue a human experience. Just that's awesome. Oh yeah, and fun fact, my youngest is 5 years old, and since getting the second shot, my breast milk has started coming back in. I am not pregnant, so that's always fun too.
She's having some kind of a flare again. Her face is numb again. She's had some upper body convulsions. She can't hold her head up again, just like in the very beginning, what, seven months ago? It just started randomly today, so I'm taking her to Emerge to see if they can figure out how to help her, which they probably can't because nobody's been able to help her so far.
Sitting outside Kootenai Lake Hospital with Kristen, and we were just in there trying to get her some help, and the doctor literally said that there was no point in doing any more tests that were already done because they've already been done and they didn't show anything, and there was no medication that she's taken already that helped her. So he basically gave her some Ativan, and now we're sitting on the sidewalk.
So I guess that's what you get when you go to the hospital with a vaccine injury. You get treated like shit. You get told that there's nothing they can do to help you.
He just said I had a vaccine sensitivity. No one can help her, and yet everyone is saying, please, go get this vaccine because it's good for you and it's going to save the world. And does this look like it's saving anybody?
I can't breathe. This is shit. So fucked.
Man, the shaking's nuts. Alright, we got it.
So this never happened before? You never had this shake?
Second.
Alright, we got our first caller in. This is something that's happened after you had the second booster. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arkansas.
Hey, Dookie. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, thank
you. Welcome back.
How
about you? Everything's well. Everything's good. What do you think of this movie? This is crazy, huh?
Which movie? Last thing I saw was some girl talking about her period was different.
Oh, okay. No, we're playing this movie here on FakoTube. Maybe you're not listening.
Yeah, there's like a big time delay, especially when you're... I haven't figured it out yet, but I'm not sure what's going on with that.
Yeah, who knows?
But I will say that I watched that video you put up on FakoTube the other day. It was somebody's radio show, like Visigoth or something like that. But anyways, you had a dude on there talking about AIDS.
Yes, yes.
And that was a big one. That was definitely a good one.
Liam Sheff. Liam Sheff. Yeah, that was fantastic.
Yeah. There's no way that anybody could listen to that whole episode and come away thinking anything other than the medical system is just straight up evil. Like, oh, yeah. None of what they're doing could be classified as incompetence or they don't know what they're doing. Nah, man, you watch something like that and you instantly can tell right away that these guys, they not only know what they're doing, but it's all about the money over life.
Oh, yeah.
Lives.
Yeah,
but I just had to share that because I've seen over the years, I've seen people post things like, oh, AIDS is fake and all this other stuff like that. I never really gave it too much thought, but I finally watched it I don't know if there's any more than just that one guy saying stuff, but
oh yeah, there's been a lot of AIDS stuff. House of Numbers is a really good one on AIDS that I've watched in the past. Highly recommend that one.
House of Numbers.
House of Numbers, yeah.
Okay.
That's really, really good.
Yeah, but so man, like just that dude, man, you know, just hearing him, you know, it's not even a video, but he paints a perfect picture of the fake AIDS. And to me, it's just like AIDS was a perfect blueprint for COVID.
Yeah.
100%. Like, it's basically COVID's probably the same type of shit. You know, they're constantly spraying the skies day in and day out with who knows what. And eventually that's, you know, people are going to get sick. Like every single time they say it's going to rain around here, it's for 3 days before it rains, they're just squirting it up. Like, I mean, nonstop. And it's just crazy to me. And then, you know, the whole entire neighborhood will get sick at once.
Yeah, I'm not a big chemtrail guy, but okay.
Well, you know, that's fine. But I mean, it's hard not to see on a daily basis.
Okay.
So
I think there's a lot better ways to poison people than dropping it from the skies, because wouldn't it land on them too? I don't want to get into chemtrails. So
yeah, it's crazy. You know, I mean, you know, there's no real way to talk about it without saying, oh yeah, well, what are they? They got a freaking antidote or something.
Exactly.
Who knows, dude? Who knows? But all I'm saying is the things that I'm seeing just ain't, there's something to it. I'm not going to say I know what it is, but it's definitely, there's something there. But,
okay.
Yeah, back on this AIDS thing, man, it's like when you listen to something like that, you can't walk away thinking anything other than they're just pure evil, and that's all there is to it.
I agree.
So, but I wanted to give an update. I didn't get to finish my phone call the last time I called into this show.
Okay, go for
about
it.
About my oldest daughter.
Okay.
So, even after all the problems that she had, especially right after the 18-month MMR shot.
Right, right.
It probably took a good, at least a solid year for her to bounce back up to basically to pre-shot levels.
Okay.
So there's like a huge delay in especially mental growth. And then over time, as more time went on, it seemed to me like she was getting quicker and quicker and quicker as far as her mental abilities go.
Okay.
So as far as she stands now, I mean, she might as well be a normal girl. So I'm not sure what's going on. Maybe this just, you stop taking the shots and your body figures it out.
Okay.
But, you know, they try to hit you with every single thing under the sun. You cut your foot and they're like, oh, take a tetanus shot. So, you know, they're constantly trying to get you every single time, every single chance you go to the doctor.
Yes.
That's why we just don't even go. Because you can't trust anything that they say because it's all money motivated. None of it has anything to do with health. Now, we got some neighbors that they're real big into like chiropractors and stuff.
Yes.
And as far as I'm concerned, chiropractors, they're pretty much the only doctors that aren't in on the money scam, you know?
Well, not yeah, it's not the drug money scam. Yeah, it's not the drug money scam. They're into the come free.
They're into actually healing people. They want to see people healthy.
Yeah.
Whereas a doctor just wants to prescribe because they get bonus after bonus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I think what they get like $25,000 for every certain amount of patients, especially children. That they mm-hmm. can talk their parents into signing them up for every single dose.
Right.
And we were, as soon as we told them we were done, like totally done after the 18-month shot, they said, dude, we can't have you as a patient no more.
Wow.
Real stuff. And I went onto their Facebook page and I told them, I'm like, I told everybody in the comment section, I said, hey man, you don't get the shots that they want you to get, and they'll refuse you as a patient. And
yes.
That's the last time I had anything to do with them. And the whole industry to me is exactly the same. And I'd probably guess there's probably 1% of legitimate doctors out there that actually want to see people healthy. And every single other of the rest are either clueless and they're not in on it, and they're just morons because they're getting taught that old, you know, the oil-based medicine and all this.
Right.
Or they're in on it and they know exactly what they're doing and it's just about the money.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I'd say more than some of them are the ones that are fully aware of what's going on, and they're 100% in on it. But yeah, I totally recommend checking out that one video on FakoTube.
Yeah, I'll have to. I'll put the link up to that one. That's a good one.
Dude, it's so good. But anyway, man, hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm fixing to get back to work over here. Y'all have a good one.
No, I appreciate you calling in, Dookie. Thanks a lot. Thanks for testing the line. I'm still trying to get everything working, and I'm glad you were able to get through. And I will, I'll put that link. What is it called here? Okay.
It's just called AIDS is a hoax or something.
Oh, right. AIDS. Yeah, here it is. The AIDS hoax and how they built it. Let me play. Yeah, okay. Here it is here. It's 1 hour. It's really, really good. And it's from Visigoth. He's a really good interviewer from a blast from the past. And thanks to Esoteric for reminding me.
I never heard
that.
Of the guy ever before I watched that.
Oh, Visigoth?
I watched it, but it was all audio. Yeah, I never heard of him ever.
Yeah.
They must have been hiding him. And you can tell who's legit, too, when it comes to what they're playing and what they have on their shows.
Yeah.
And if they keep these guys hidden and out of the limelight, you can. It's probably a safer bet than these guys that have, you know, 500,000 or more people tuning in every day.
Yeah, for sure.
So I don't know anything about this Visigoth guy, but that particular episode was definitely a good one.
Yeah, he's retired now. He's not doing it anymore. But yeah, he's fantastic. As far as I know, Keith Hansen's the guy's name. So everyone should.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I know you can't trust these guys like Alex Jones and Clyde Lewis and all these other guys that they're constantly. They can't be. There's too much BS that comes out of their mouths to believe anything else that they say. And even if there's some truth sprinkled in, it's just they're just gatekeeping to the max. And I don't respect that at all. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They know what they can't say.
Yeah, for sure.
They're controlled.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, yeah, we've been accused of being controlled here, but pretty out of control, especially since my topics are all over the place. We talk about a lot of different things, so hopefully people enjoy it. I enjoy bringing it, so.
Well, hey, real quick, so what's your deal with chemtrails?
I need more proof to buy into the whole chemtrail thing. I just don't see it here where I am in Toronto, so. I'm not a believer.
Interesting. You don't ever see them? God, they spray the Midwest of the United States like.
Well, yeah,
dude.
I'm not there, so I can't argue with you because I'm not there.
I'm not looking to argue. I was just curious why you weren't seeing them. I guess you're just not seeing them.
No,
that's insane to me because they spray us like bugs over here. And who knows what's keeping these guys from getting whatever it is they're spraying. But who knows, man? I don't know enough about it to make a claim or a statement. But I know there's definitely, when they start squirting, dude, it fills up the whole entire sky after about an hour or two.
Yeah, well, not here. You know, we had a nice clear day here today.
And it's white skies from the beginning of the day to the end of the day.
Nice.
So,
well,
man, hey.
All right.
Yeah, well, thanks for taking my call. I got to get off of here, though.
Yeah, I got another caller coming in, so thank you so much.
Yep.
And yes, here's a caller in. Or, hey, where are you?
Hold time, 41 seconds.
Where are you calling from, caller in, and what's your name?
Jennifer Williamson.
Hello, Jennifer. Where are you calling from?
Georgia in the United States.
Oh, have you called before?
No, I have not. I don't know why. I'm actually nervous about talking to somebody on the phone.
Yeah,
but anyway.
I'm nervous, too.
I know.
I'm nervous too. I've got a couple crank calls lately. I never know what I'm going to get next. So how did you find out about the show?
I've been listening. I've been watching and listening for, I don't know, a couple years.
Really? Wow. That's cool. Yeah. I got another caller or another listener in Georgia, Jeff. Not shocked. I talk to him all the time on the audio chat.
Yeah, I saw him on the chat tonight.
Yeah, he's from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are fellow Georgians.
Well, I was going to tell you because last week or so, whenever you did the this is like the All Shots clot.
Yes,
show, right?
Yes, it okay. is. You're on the
well,
right show tonight.
I know you have had you were not having good luck. Well, not luck, but you know, people were not having a lot of experience with them having bad experience, you know, with the COVID deal in their area.
Yeah.
So
okay. Good happen.
Our area seems like it was must have been targeted or something. Anyway, because we had immediately right after the shots come out, there were three guys that I knew personally, and they all were healthy. Or like late 30s, early 40s, that age. But they were like, one of them was actually a personal trainer.
Yeah.
And the other two were real, you know, athletic and real in shape and everything. Excuse me.
Yeah.
They all three just died. I mean, like, and it was right after the shots come out. And two of them worked on base, so they were, you know, they were pushed real heavily. They all three had gotten the shot, and they all just boom, you know, died. But anyway, so then my sister-in-law, she works at a doctor's office in town, mm-hmm. and then another sister-in-law, she's a nurse, what's it called? Physician's assistant. Okay.
Okay.
And at the doctor's office, the lady that worked there, she was a nurse.
Yeah.
Her husband dropped dead,
oh.
like from the second shot. And they actually, the doctor's office, they stopped like early on. Like they stopped suggesting it to their patients and stuff. Started telling them that they didn't, you know, advise getting the shot. So, and that was, you know, really weird because everybody was pushing it at that time. And then another one said, the physician's assistant, she said that she had never seen so many just terrible health. She said people was coming in with all kinds of just terrible things, like just weird health problems and stuff since it happened. And my mother, she got paralyzed, right?
Ugh, that's not good.
Yeah, she actually, well, she just died.
Oh, no.
Right before Christmas, all of a sudden. But my mother and my father, they were both, you know, still living. Everything was good. They walked their dogs. They walked their dog every day for all around the neighborhood right after they got it.
Yeah.
She, her legs just stopped working. And it was just one thing after another. She couldn't walk. She had all kinds of things all over her legs, like blood clots, and her skin started just peeling off. It was just flakes of skin everywhere, all over. And she told me, after she got it, she started crying, and she was, because I had told her not to get it.
Wow.
And she was saying, I wish I had never got, you know, she was just so upset that she had gotten talked into getting it. And my dad, right after he got it, right at the same time, he started bending over, like his back, I remember the first time I saw him, I was like, what's wrong with you? Why are you bending over? And I found out, because they lied to me for a little bit, that they hadn't gotten it. Anyway, found out that it was, he had just gotten the shot, and that's when he started bending over. He's at like a 90-degree angle now.
Whoa.
And
that's
I know. It's
It's terrible. Wow, it's you got a million stories.
Yes, and a guy that got their house. They had they built a new house not a couple right after the COVID deal started, and the guy that built the house, he said his mother, she was paralyzed. She had been bedridden ever since she got it.
Wow,
it's crazy. Yep, I know another girl, a nurse. She had just started nursing, a real pretty young girl. Just had her whole future. She just graduated RN school, got a job at the hospital. They made her get the shot. She didn't want to, but they made her. And she got it on Friday was dead, died Saturday or Sunday. Yep. Oh, that's crazy.
So you think?
So definitely things, I don't know what they did. I saw the things about the hot lots and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like they definitely just targeted, I don't know if they targeted certain areas or they just dispersed it, but definitely in my area, lots of people all around me, people are just dropping like flies, and I'm not kidding.
And this is in
everybody's health just went down too.
Is this in rural Georgia, or yes. Is it in a city?
It's rural.
But what's your take? Do you think they targeted people or targeted areas rather?
It looks that way to me. I mean, because you hear other people in other areas talk and they act like they don't, but you just don't know if they really, it didn't, if things aren't going on there or if they just can't see it,
Yeah.
Because some people's going to make an excuse for it no matter what,
Well, I'm arguing with one guy who says he's in America. You don't know. He could be lying. And he said he sees no evidence, nothing around him. And I don't know a lot of people, but I have people that have dropped dead in their 50s. I don't know anything about them. They could have health issues, but... from what I talk, I went to one funeral. I talked to the wife, and I know her. And I just, he was at work in the day, and that night he died. And this is so. Unfortunately, I don't want to admit that I know people, but I do know people. And you want to deny it all you want, but because people don't like to really talk about these things, but it's happening. I think.
Well, and so you got to think about, especially I know in my area, people are so brainwashed and they treat the doctor like he is God. They run and get every little flu shot, every little shingles shot.
Yeah.
Oh, my father-in-law, right after he got his shots.
Yeah.
He got a pulmonary embolism.
Oh boy, God!
He had to have all kind of surgeries, and he's been sick from one thing after another ever since. But
wow,
it's crazy.
So you think it's real based on?
Oh, definitely. But that's what I was saying is that everybody's ran and they've gotten so many other shots too, like all the flu, the shingles, all these other. I mean, heck, I don't think it takes very, most people around here are already so, but still, yes, I do think it's real for sure.
Yeah, I do too.
Because there's just too many people, especially with the paralysis, and no doctor's office in our area is recommending them now. They're all saying, no, don't get it.
So you think it's over? Do you think the...
No.
No, you don't think
so? Well, I think, I don't know if, they're going to try. Well, they're still saying COVID, people's getting COVID or whatever, but, they just renamed everything that, but I do think, they definitely have used all these different fake events, like with sickness and stuff, to change the laws, to get all the laws. It's already all changed and ready, just sitting there waiting, for them to roll out the next thing, because they've already got it in place to do whatever they want to do to us legally, you know, or however you say it.
Oh, yeah, it's totally legal. And that's another thing I put on All Shots Clawed. Everything they're doing is totally above board. They got themselves covered.
It's already done.
It's a military operation. This is a real thing. The great Catherine.
Watts with called?
Bailiwick.substack.com. Yeah.
Sasha Latipova.
Those two have figured it out. I don't really listen to too many other people. I subscribe to Catherine Watt. You know, I give her a few bucks a month so she can keep going. I think she wants to stop. I think she's pretty much said all that needs to be said. There's really nothing needs to be done. She's even written the laws that have to be repealed. She said, just give a copy of this to your congressman or senator.
But that's the problem. I feel like they're all involved, or either they're all either.
Of course they are.
Yeah,
there's no doubt.
There's no way our system is going to correct itself. You know what I mean?
No, it's not. No. This is why I do this show. I just figure, listen, I don't hear any shows that just are talking about this one topic. And we all have seen the videos. There's so many videos online. I think people are stopping believing them. It's been 4 years. Mm-hmm. You figure, well, how could all these people be sick and nothing's being done about it? No one's really talking about it. So I just don't think there's a central clearinghouse for all these kind of phone calls. Cause I'm on the side that I believe all the calls. I believe your call. I believe the last call.
Oh yeah. Well,
but I think you're going to get a lot of people that don't believe any of the calls.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or they think, oh, they're just trying to, you know, piece things together. They're, you know, trying to put things together to make it look like. But no, I wish I would give anything for it not to be true. I mean, because my mother, I mean, I don't know, you know, if I'm sure it added to her situation to cause her to go ahead and be gone. And my mother-in-law, she died. She had already had some dementia, like mild cognitive impairment. And my father-in-law took her and got her vaccinated too. And her neurological decline, it went down in 6 months more than it had in 5 years. And she's dead. She's been dead over a year. And it's just crazy. It's crazy. And they were killing people left and right around here about, you know, with the protocol, the hospital ordeal and everything.
Oh, yes.
They weeded a bunch of people out.
Oh, that was part of it. Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. The remdesivir, or when death is near, and the intubation, that's a 1-2 punch.
Oh, yeah.
So first they turn your kidneys off.
In Canada too.
Yeah, first they turn your kidneys off, and then they blow out your lungs. They just pop them like balloons, and that's
they call it COVID pneumonia.
Yeah. Hey, not shocked. Your neighbor says he thinks he knows you. What military base are you near? He says in the
Robins Air Force.
Robin? ROBIN?
Yeah, Robins, Warner Robins. Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. Not shocked. Not shocked says Southern girls can be trusted. She sounds genuine to me. So there you go. You're getting you're getting an endorsement from a fellow Georgian.
Yep, he knows.
Well, I'm really glad you.
The moon is red tonight. It is.
Yeah, it was like orange. It was orange a couple nights where I was.
Mm.
Yeah. Well,
all right, well, I just wanted to let
so
you know
that
it's,
you
it's definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's so good that you called in. Thanks for getting through. I'm just going to show up here every week and see if anyone else calls in, because I think there's enough stories out there to fill 10 years of this kind of show, but it's just a question.
I do too. I just watched that, the documentary thing that you put on with the genocide you know.
Did you watch the whole thing? I just started playing it.
Yes, I did.
I
did. It was so sad.
And do you think these are actors, or do you think these are people vibrating on the camera just for a laugh?
At first, I did kind of think that, you know, because it looks so, you know. But I don't know.
It takes a lot of energy to fake it. It does. Somebody said you're supposed to shake your body as part of an exercise program. I was watching that on Instagram or TikTok. And I thought, that is a crazy exercise where you're just supposed to stand there and shake away. But if you watch these people, it does take a lot of energy just to stand there and shake your body on the camera. So I'm not quite sure that they're actors. I'm more likely.
And I mean, I've actually seen people that's been going through the same type of situations, you know, like with the skin, the eyesight, the all kind of just crazy things, you know, just their whole body just going.
So what do you think? Are they trying to kill Americans specifically more than, say, other people around the world, do you think?
I think so.
Yeah. But why do you think that?
I don't know.
Why do
I kept wondering too, like why they keep flooding, you know, they say that, which I know we've been flooded with, you know, the immigration thing, because that's all there is. I mean, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was wondering this, why are they trying to drive everybody to the United States? Are they trying, which I know they're doing it to a lot of other countries too, but I was wondering one time, are they trying to drive everybody here so then they can just like, boom, you know, like, take us all out like a bunch of bugs or something. I don't know.
Well,
I
buy into the replacement thing, that they just figure that.
Oh yeah.
We want to get rid of you Americans. You're too fat. You're too drugged up. You're too addicted, and you're not really very productive anymore. So we're gonna bring in really hungry people that'll do your job for half the price. And
they're already dependent on the government. People got you know, making a little bit of money and was able to, you know, not be independent. And they don't want that.
They don't
want you to be able to survive without needing from the government, you know.
Yeah, I think so. I think they just figured we'll reset it. So these people are really hungry. They want the job. They'll work for peanuts. It'll last, you know. They'll get tired of it too after 5 or 10 years, but by then we'll just replace them.
They're doing too is trying to, with the vaccines and everything, is they're, and plus making everybody believe that whenever you get sick each year, that it's something that's invading you,
something new.
It's not just a normal detox. And I told my husband, I was like, think about this. Every year, okay, like let's say the trees that grow, you know, every year some of them lose their leaves as a natural process.
Yeah.
Well, how healthy do you think a tree would be if, when they started to lose its leaves, someone said, oh no, the tree is sick, we need to make it keep those leaves, let's give it this poison, this medicine, so it doesn't lose its leaves and hold on to them, you know, just keep holding on. I mean, how healthy do you think that tree would be? It wouldn't last. And that's what they've done to us. And I feel like they're just trying to get us down to the whole, I don't believe that we're living longer. I feel like we used to live way longer. Babies died, but I think they're trying to get our lifespan down to about 40 or 45 or something like that, you know, so they can just keep us you know, recycled.
Are you a fakeologist, by the way, or are you a all shots
clot?
You are a fakeologist.
No, I'm all of it. I don't believe anything.
Okay. So I was wondering if we have any callers that are not fakeologists. Do we get random callers, or you're a fakeologist person? Okay, that's great. So you're doubly endorsed. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. There was one more thing I'll say. There's a doctor that I heard. His name's Dr. Andy Lazarus.
Okay.
And he's just a regular doctor, which is what makes it so weird. And he is starting to realize all this stuff, like they're actually killing people instead of helping them. Anyway, you ought to look him up sometime. He's got a podcast.
Doctor, that sounds kind of demonic, Doctor Anyway. Isn't Lazarus?
Yeah, I know his last name. It's called something. Unhinged doctor or something, but anyway, you can find it by Dr. Andy Lazarus. He's good, but anyway.
Okay, I see. All he's right. Got PPC New or something. Is this the guy here? He primary care and geriatrics in Columbia, Maryland. Does that sound like him?
Yes, that's him. That's him. He's got a couple of books that he put out, and he does a podcast, and his last podcast they just put out was like 7 minutes long, and it was so good because he's about to retire, so he really don't give a crap what they say or what they do, you know.
He's got nothing to lose, eh?
Right. Yep.
Running Docs podcast. Let's see.
That's him.
Running Doc podcast. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, 7 minutes.
He still believes in viruses, but, you know, he's getting there.
Why? Okay, I don't see anything on his YouTube channel that's current, so it must be somewhere
else. It's on a podcast, just like a...
Yeah, so we'll have to look it up. Yeah. Running Doc Unhinged. We'll look it up. Oh, yeah. Here it is. Straight Talking Doc Unhinged. Maybe this is it. Straight Talking Doc Unhinged. And episode 1, he's got 20, prostate cancer, 20, is that the one? 21?
Yeah, I believe so.
The Science-y Song and the Voice of Medical Religiosity, does that sound like the one?
Mm-hmm.
All right, All right. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. I really appreciate any new links or podcasts. So thanks a lot, Jennifer. Really appreciate you calling in tonight. It was great.
Well, you're welcome.
Great call, and call back anytime. Nice Georgia Peach. Nice Georgia Peach calling in, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. All right. There goes Jennifer. What a great call. Everyone's got really good calls. I really appreciate all you guys for calling in. I'll put a show note there. And I think we'll wrap it up because we're only going to go about an hour. And we've gone an hour. And now we're gonna play out the Everybody Knows again. Sorry, this is sort of just disjointed tonight. I am an amateur at this, just so everybody knows. So we'll close her out. Don't forget, this is Value for Value Podcasting. If you like the show, you can make a donation at fakeologist.com/donate. There are people that do donate, and I really appreciate the regulars. I'll just show you here on the screen. All these people are regulars. Mark Tukarski, Gibby, Andy, Greg, Ezra T, Daniel, John, Mum with Sons, Harmon, Robert K, Baldy Warbucks, Awake Cupcake. Look at all these great people. Tobias, Heather, Dante, Christine, Steve G, Franny. You guys are great. I really appreciate you and your donations. It's really easy. fakeologist.com/donate. You don't need any accounts at PayPal. You just need one of those plastic things with a bunch of numbers. It looks like a credit card. You can punch it in and put it through. And a dollar, a cup of coffee. Really. It's value for value. The old way of supporting podcasts with advertising, it's done. Nobody's going to sponsor something that talks about something like this. So you guys have to step up. That's where you come in. So you pay whatever you think the show is worth, and many people think it's worth quite a bit. So thanks a lot. Tomorrow is the Lynn Ertel show on the Fakeologist FAK brand. Make sure you tune in and hear Lynn. She's always got something interesting to say. She's got many, many fans. And we'll take your calls as well. She'll take your calls. We love caller enters. I got the phone system working fairly well. And again, thanks everyone for joining in the chat on YouTube, on Twitter, on DLive, and of course on our own platform, FakeoTube. Most of the money goes supporting the FakoTube Network. And a really, really good night. And stay healthy and stay sane. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. And make sure you line up your call for next Monday. We'll be back taking your vax injury stories and damage. It's a real thing. I think it's a real thing. It's not fake like other fakeologist type people might think. I think it's a real deal. And stay healthy, everybody. Take care. See you tomorrow.